Brilliance Audio presents The Light Through the Leaves by Glendy Vandera, performed by Susanna Jones. Prologue. The first words Ellis wrote to the woods were, "Please come back." She was 9 years old, sitting on the bank of the river in the wild wood. Zane had named it that. When she came home with muddy shoes and wind-tangled hair, he'd say something like, "Has the hobgoblin been to her wild wood again?" And she'd reply, "Yes," because it was wild and it was hers. No one but Ellis went in the forest that bordered the trailer park and stretched far beyond the other side of the river. Other people thought that bit of water and trees was just a lot of nothing. They couldn't see how pretty it was. To get in from the trailer park, they would have to know how to crawl through a thicket of rose and blackberry thorns. Ellis knew the exact spot. It was like a magic door. The day she wrote the first note, she'd gone straight in from the school bus. She'd done that most days for the last few months since her mother had gotten worse. She liked to sit by the river to do her homework. But that day, the math problem sat unsolved in her lap. All she wanted to do was watch the river. The water was high from spring rains, all kinds of stuff floating past fast. Leaves, branches, a paper cup. A ghostly white cloth that might be a t-shirt slithered over a riffle of rocks. It caught on a submerged branch for a while, but the river worked at it, pulling and fretting, until the cloth jerked away from the branch. Ellis sat up to see if it would get caught again, but the ghost shirt disappeared, sucked by swirling currents into the deep black water. For some reason, she felt as if her insides had sunk down with it. She ripped a little square from her notebook paper and wrote the three words, "Please come back." She stared at them for a long time, then added two more. "From Ellis." She folded the paper in half and tossed it into the river. She watched the little boat glide swiftly away on the gray glass of water. She imagined her words as five staunch sailors who would endure the hazards of rough water to deliver her message. She watched those words until they disappeared around the river bend. Sending the message felt satisfying, as if something important had transpired between her and the river.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?